who has always been speaking the truth. In recent years, as the enemy has been trying to push their propaganda to try to make it seem as if the legitimate government of Syria is murdering their own civilians, our beloved Eva Bartlett has come to the fore and has exposed these crimes. With great honor and pleasure, I now invite her up to the podium. Please do give her a warm welcome.
And thank you to all of you for coming out, for Palestinians, for justice, for Syrians. And for those who have already laid out the life that is hell in Gaza, I don't need to iterate too much because people have already explained how immensely impossible life is in Gaza. But I'm sure you're aware that I did live there for 3 years. And so I can speak on a personal level about what life is like on a daily basis in Gaza. I was there from November 20, 2008 to March 2013, off and on, entering by boat from Cyprus. What the speaker before me, I'm sorry I did not get your name, what he said about the lack of electricity. Can you imagine on a daily basis having at best 4 or 5 hours of electricity every day? This disrupts the flow of water to households. It means people for days on end cannot bathe, cannot flush their toilets. It obviously disrupts other things, daily activities, access to internet, information. The lack of electricity in Gaza means that the sewage cannot be treated. And as the sewage accumulates, it overflows into the streets of Gaza. And I'm sure you've seen the photos of people wading through sewage. This is not acceptable, and this is totally preventable. But the Israelis will not allow the Palestinians in Gaza to build new sewage treatment and containment facilities. This is a very simple fix, but this is one of their many, many sadistic ways of torturing the Palestinians in Gaza. There's no need for poverty in Gaza. Palestinians are entirely capable of working and earning a living. But the Israelis, those people over there, they support the murder of Palestinians. The Israelis ban imports, they ban exports. When Palestinian fishers try to go into their water, and they're allowed to go 20 nautical miles, when they try to go into their water, they're gunned down when they're just 2 miles off the coast. And I've been with these fishers. I know what happens. They go out in their trawlers. They're only 2 or 3 miles off the coast, and the massive Israeli gunboats come at them, guns blaring. They gun on Palestinian fishers all the time. Fishers are killed. Fishers are kidnapped. Their boats are stolen. Their boats are burned. This is one aspect of their economy totally destroyed. Then you go to the border region. Now, the protests that we've been seeing of recent are very important, but they're not new, nor is the massacre. The Israelis have been massacring unarmed Palestinian protesters for years throughout occupied Palestine. But if we look just at Gaza, in 2008, 2009, 2010, I participated in countless protests with young women, young men, with youths, with older women, participating, walking on their land, chanting Free Palestine, completely unarmed. And it was always the Israelis that began shooting on unarmed protesters before any rock was thrown at the extremely highly armed military with their precision snipers. And now I'd like to address the media lexicon. I'm sure you're aware the way the media portrays what's happening in Gaza. They use clashes. These are not clashes. You cannot clash against a highly armed Israeli sniper with a stone, with a burning tire. These are not clashes. This is massacre. And our media is lying to us. Just as our media is lying to us on Syria. I swear to God, our media is lying to us on Syria. The food aid that is given to Palestinians isn't sufficient. Prior to all of this, Palestinians had a varied diet, a very rich diet, living off the sea, living off the land. Now they're literally living off of flour, sugar, oil, and maybe canned meat. You can imagine the rise of health ailments, of diabetes, of preventable ailments. And this is another aspect of this very sadistic Israeli concocted plan to drive Palestinians to death or out of Palestine. And I mentioned farmers. So in the border region, the Israelis initially said, well, 50 meters on the Gaza side of the fence that they erected, 50 meters is off limits. And then it was 300 meters. And now I'm pretty sure it's over a kilometer, though in practice, they will shell and fire on Palestinians up to 2 kilometers. And one of our speakers before me laid out the very small size of Gaza. So if you can imagine this very small strip of land, and people are dependent on what they can eat from the land, and suddenly a third of it is rendered off limits to you, and they're not supposed to protest, and when they protest, they get gunned down by snipers who say, "We know where every bullet landed." They said this. They do not apologize for their murder. But our media continues to lie for them. Our corporate media is lying. But we will not be silent. With Syria, our media told us that there were unarmed protesters in Syria and that they were being gunned down. This is the same media that doesn't give an SHIT about Palestinian protesters being gunned down, and those protesters are actually unarmed. Our media is supporting Al-Qaeda in Syria. Our media is supporting terrorism in Syria. And yet, Palestinians are the people that are wrong. Palestinians are the terrorists? No, they are human beings. Our media is telling us that children and nurses and doctors and medics and journalists are terrorists. This is how despicable our media is. And it's as despicable on Syria. So if our media has misled any amongst you on Syria, please reconsider. What is happening in Syria is very much linked to what is happening to occupied Palestine. It's the same enemy. It's Zionism and imperialism. They're working hand in bloody hand. Look at them. They're buddies. They're working together to murder Syrians and Palestinians. The people of Syria, I've been there 8 times and traveled widely throughout Syria. And I was in Aleppo after it was liberated. I've been just now to Syria and I went to Ghouta. The testimonies I heard were hellish. People were talking about executions in the street by sword or by point-blank assassination. They were starving, but it wasn't due to the Syrian government. It was due to the terrorists that took every bit of food that existed in Ghouta or came into Ghouta. And then they kept it for themselves or sold it at prices that Syrian civilians could not afford. They did despicable things to Syrian civilians, and yet our media blamed the Syrian government and the Syrian army. I swear to God, if you go to Syria and talk to Syrians, they will say thank you to the Syrian army that saved us, and get the hell out of Syria to the terrorists that have destroyed us. I've been to South Lebanon and seen I've seen Letha, the site of the brave resistance that drove the Zionists out of Lebanon. This is all interrelated struggles, you know this. I want to close with this. We know that they're lying, we know that our media is lying, we know that our leadership is lying. It doesn't matter what party they belong to, whether NDP, whether Liberal, whether Conservative, whether Green Party's the worst, by the way. Because they know and they mislead all these people that want to do something for the environment and end up supporting terrorists in Syria. Yes. Our media is lying, but we will not be silent. You will not be silent. I will not be silent. No. Hands off Syria, free Palestine! Free Palestine! Thank you.